his mate, and he wasn't sure that would even be enough to change his ways. He'd seen the intensity of the bond between his parents and his siblings with their mates, but his internal, insatiable hunger tore fiercely at him when it kicked in. He'd never been able to maintain a monogamous relationship before. He'd given up trying in high school when he'd broken his first heart, and realized he would break many more if he continued to try to be a one-woman man, especially since none of those women had been the one he was meant to spend eternity with. He'd never expected to walk this path in life, never thought he'd bounce from one woman to another this way. But then the future was a complete unknown, even to immortals like himself. Her fingers slid over her hip and up toward her breast.
I'm sure this was.
No, I'm sorry, but it's time for you to go. Bending, he gathered her discarded clothes and handed them to her. I've got things to do.
Her smile slipped away, her thin lips pressed into a pout that set his teeth on edge. Didn't you have fun?
I did, but it's over.
Turning on his heel, he walked over to the door and looked back at her.
You don't have to bother to lock the door on your way out.
Her face fell as she tugged her shirt over her head. Ian hurried down the hall of the frat house he'd been living in since freshman year. The distinct sounds of music, video games, and sex could be heard from the rooms he passed as he made his way toward the front door. The familiar noises and smells of alcohol, sweat, and clean linen Glade air fresheners had become home to him over the past 4 years. It could be a jungle. Sometimes the privacy was nil, but he was accustomed to that after growing up surrounded by 15 other people. He'd missed this large house and the friends he'd made here when he graduated in a couple of months. Pounding down the stairs, he walked through the main living room toward the front door. A few guys were picking up the trash from the party last night, a party he'd missed due to his overwhelming need for female companionship. After 4 years and his rabid increase in pickups this year, the pickings had become rather slim at the frat house parties. Last night must have been relatively calm, as there weren't as many discarded plastic cups lying around as usual.
Hey, Ian, a couple of the guys greeted him. Hey, fun night? He inquired. Always, one of them replied with a laugh.
He wasn't so sure about that, but he didn't argue with the kid. Opening the front door, he walked across the porch and down the steps. He walked around the house toward the two guys tossing the football in the backyard. He just rounded the corner when the ball flew at him with a ferocity most would have considered hard and fast, the kind of throw that would have knocked a human back a step. Ian faked a grunt as he caught the ball against his stomach.
Nice throw, he said, before tossing the ball back to his friend Milo. Nice catch.
Milo threw the ball to their friend Oscar. Milo and Oscar were the other members of the frat who had been on the football team with him. The team hadn't made it far into the playoffs this year, or any other year, but he'd had a great time playing with these guys, and they'd become his best friends during his time here. They didn't know he was a vampire, but they knew everything else about him. They'd been good friends, but he doubted he'd see much of them again after graduation. The whole not aging thing tended to put a damper on extended relationships with humans.
We going out again tonight? Oscar asked as he passed the ball to Milo. Not staying in, Milo replied with a laugh.
Ian caught the ball and tossed it away again. The door to the house opened and closed. Ian leaned back to watch the woman he'd been with last night walk down the sidewalk and make a right at the corner. He really wished he could remember her name. He wouldn't feel like such an ass about what had passed between them if he could. He didn't think of himself as a bad guy. He knew how he was behaving wasn't entirely sane or normal, but he couldn't stop himself. He didn't know how to stop, and whenever he tried, the clawing sensation in his chest and gut made it nearly impossible to think, let alone control himself. Lack of control in a vampire could spell death for any human within reach if he were to slip even a little bit. Control was imperative, and not something he'd given much thought about. Until last year, when his life had abruptly changed. Milo glanced back at the girl and shook his head.
I don't know how you do it, man. The ladies love me, Ian replied with a laugh. It must be my good looks, something you wouldn't know anything about.
Milo flipped him the finger and threw the ball at him in a perfect spiral. Ian leapt up to catch the ball as Milo charged across the ground at him. Short